Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, dream sculptor, and the Visionary Vocabulary Vision published author. And I'm going to introduce you more to the words expand, energize, enterprise, and experience over change, heal, create, and transformation. Because we want to, it opens you up to using words that have are free of memory and have a limitless lure to expand you. And that is the key to life, the limitless lure to expand you. But tonight, I'm going to talk about how I taught myself to think rather than listen. And even though I think I'm not, I'm really still engaged in that very uncharacteristically, because whatever you, when you listen, you're open. And when you stop listening and you start talking, you become the teller of your own inhibitions. And that's what I do. The teller of my own inhibitions when I say things about other people. And that is something I really am expanding into right this second. So when we open up to understand this, we really expand of life. Life becomes liberated and fun. And that is what it's about. But it's really getting out of the thinking and listening mind and getting into the getting in, being, becoming of the quick wit. And what I mean by the wit is the wisdom, innovation, and talent within us. But we always are listening and trying to go somewhere else rather than really listen to our deep inner self. Because the brain power, the brain prowess, the gut, and all the feelings and emotions are the apparatus of ascending ways to inspire your life, to live your desires, to really open up and expand of life. Would you rather change your life or expand your life? But it's the quick wit that we all encompass. Everybody has it. And see, the only thing that makes people kind of sour on life is because they try to live their dreams by fitting into society. And that is where we really get it. And we really trying to dream yet fit into society. And that is where we really, really become abstract. That's where we become constricted, because there's 7.5 billion people in the world. There's 7.5 billion dreams out there. But how many people are living their dreams or even attempting to experience a dream? That's a whole new ball game when you get into that. Because we have been taught we have to stay inside the societal realm of life. And that just keeps us really bogged down and tight with life, rather than open to experiencing life. So where in your life do you really become bogged down when you get that little inhibition, that ascending acumen from the gut, and the one that comes in behind the neck, the divine spine connection, acumen K to free you? How do we become bound? Because we think we have to know the way. And that is what we've really become with books and the computers, is we try to feed the computer, but we're only feeding the computer what we know. We're not feeding the computer anything of our imagination, because we try to keep it very constrained and refrained to what we're doing. And that is where life becomes a real, real challenge, because it's staying, keeping one foot into the known and one foot into the unexplainable. But yet, there's quicksand in the known, and the unexplainable is kind of like stepping down there, taking a flight without a parachute. And that is kind of where we're stuck in life and where everything is. But we become really, really blocked and locked, because when we start telling our friends become kind of, they kind of come a little bit cruel and ridiculing rather than open and kind of give you everything else you can see in life. But how are you afraid to be your own best friend in this life and really open up to see how life is expanding? Because we trust our quick wit, our sharpness, the sharp essence within ourselves. And you know, the thing is we really have to open up to a whole new world inside ourselves. Then our inner seas that we surf to see the savvy utopian revelations that are in my life, that are in our life. See, we're actually the dreams, everybody's dreams are kind of would mesh, but we try to live inside society. How's our dreamers the mesh of everything good? And how would it feel to mesh your dreams and make the world a brighter, livelier place in life rather than being taunted by society? How do we let society taunt us and keep us the same rather than expand and live on the what they call the fringes, borderline weird? Because a dream, my dreams are weird to the world, and your dreams are weird to the world. But weird is just beyond the thinking mind, and weird is wisdom, expanding, innovative, resolve, daring yourself to experience a dream. How are you afraid to dare yourself to experience a dream? And I know I've been there, still working. And a lot of this stuff is an everyday expansionism. It's inside me. I see more. Innovation, savvy, success, and money. Inside me, I see money. How does that feel to say that? Inside me, I see money. And the money is the wisdom and your innovation. And you're willing to be weird to the world, but yet wise to yourself. And that is the thing. How does it feel to be weird to the world, but wise to yourself? And that is something that is really kind of neat, because people only understand what they know, and they live inside their fears, and they want nobody to be expand beyond their fears. So how is people in your current way of life, in your current circle of influence, trying to keep you inside their fears? And how do we forgive to accept rather than appreciate to expand? And that is what we do. We forgive to accept rather than appreciate to expand. Because see, appreciate allows me to feel the power of expansion inside me. It expands me in confidence. It expands me in confidence. It energizes my courage, and it allows me to move forward in life without any connection to the past. And when you appreciate the person, you take their name out of your mind. When you dissolve the person you think hurt you out of their mind, dissolve the person and their name out of your mind. It unbinds the mind. Appreciation unbinds the mind, dissolving the person's name from your vocabulary. And that is what happens. You dissolve the name from the vocabulary, and it really opens you up to allow the quick wit. What would you rather have, knowing or a quick wit to expand in the present moment? Which really opens you up to feel good inside yourself? And all of this is I stretch myself to be inside, so I get into the unfamiliar, and the unfamiliar of life opens a new, better way. So as I open up to play in this newfound land I call my heart and soul, my core to core, it's my core mountain ranges of brand new stuff. How are we like space? How is space, the unexplored space, like the unexplored me? As I open up to really realize I got to search my inner seas to unseize my life. And that is what it is. I've got to search my inner seed. I got to search inside me because the depths of my wisdom is unknown to me. That is true. The depths of my wisdom are unknown to me. And that's where I got to go voyaging through. Because wisdom is never an answer. Wisdom is a forever curiosity to move forward in life, to understand life is a freedom of whatever people want us to be. So as we open up to grasp that life clears the way for my seers to understand, life expands my heart and soul. I free myself to live to where I truly choose to go and really desire to be. Never where I choose to go, it's where I desire to be free. And that is what it is. I never choose. I go to where I desire to be free. Because it's desire is the fire rather than anything else in life. So as we open up to understand the world, we got to understand the world is inside us that we desire to experience. So where is that? But the dream is inside us to be. It's invisible to the world, so it's our enlightened self that has to open up the dream to be on the physical plane to show your fame. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLP. I'm a hypnotherapist, Cowboy Wisdom. I'm a coach. I'm a speaker, author, and of inspirational expressions to expand people and to expand you to wherever you desire to go. But I say a lot of things I write in first person, unpunctuated, because life is unedited and unpunctuated. And I want to wish everybody a good night, and we will see you Thursday. And everybody enjoy their week, and everybody enjoy life. And good night.